Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's extravaganza, fashion and glasses, plus Ben Stiller's punk group and team mascots. Right after this from Haywood Banks.
I'm a turkey bird. I live a turkey life. I got me 13 turkey kids and a little turkey wife. I got a lot of corn and wander around the pen. Have a drink of water, then I have some corn again. A feather sticking out, a pecking on the ground. Come on, check me out. I'm strutting all around. Dangly noodle hang thing, growing off my face. Looking good, only thing to say is boop. My big brother Jake, he always was the smarty. He heard that November ends, we're going to a party. Going to a party, I'll be the guest of honor, where they will present to me a red pop-up thermom. Had a little dream, all the good china. You know I like cranberries. Lighten the candles. Pass me the rutabaga. Any corn left? Getting kind of sleepy. Ain't too much? Boy, I'm stuffed. I am a turkey bird. I live a turkey life. I got me 13 turkey kids and a little turkey wife.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Josh over there. Thank you, Josh.
Hi, thank you.
This is Tom speaking. Christy Lee is right over there.
Hi.
You didn't bring your new glasses that I liked so much.
I wasn't wearing blue today.
You have glasses that match your outfits?
Yes.
Oh, that's fancy.
That is fancy.
Well, you know what? Never mind.
No, what?
There are places now where they've made optical buying a lot cheaper than in the past.
Oh. Okay. Oh,
so it's, and I wear glasses every single day, so why not have 3 or 4 pair? You have 3 or 4 shirts, don't you?
Well.
Same prescription.
I wear the same shirt. I mean, yeah, I have 10 of the same shirt.
Yeah, same prescription.
Oh, well, it might be kind of wild to mix it up a little bit.
So I'm dizzy on one day.
Whoa, it's like Mr. Magoo Day.
Why don't you start wearing like sunglasses, big sunglasses all the time?
Why don't I do that?
Yeah.
Like Jackie Kennedy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Who's that fashion woman?
Anna,
yeah, who
kerchief,
is that?
Anna somebody. Kerchief around your face. And
who's the fashion tower? Lady that... is it Anna somebody?
Yeah, the editor of Vogue.
Yeah, she was sitting next to the queen or something.
Yeah,
with sunglasses
she wears all
on.
Those big
what
sunglasses.
The queen should
have. Yeah, you ought to see that documentary.
The queen should have hit her in the face with a pie and said, "Grow up, take your sunglasses off. We're inside. What the hell's your problem?"
Well, you know.
Sophisticated British humor. Here's a pie.
Man, I've had the same pair of sunglasses or eyeglasses. I mean, I have sand in these from the last time I was at the beach, which was like 6 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You haven't changed your prescription?
In 6 years?
Yeah, no, and I've got my eyes checked. Didn't need to change.
Oh,
really? They could probably take those glasses if you haven't cleaned them in that much time. They could probably take those and clone Josh Arnold 100 years from now, like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, they ever hit you in the forehead? You know what he's saying. They're
yeah.
Straight.
Every now and again, you get a little friendly fire.
Yeah. That's right on the old glasses. Whoa!
So you wear your glasses to do that?
To do what? When I have at myself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's he supposed to see the stimuli?
Right, yeah. I love blurry porn. That's why I get all my porn from China. They blur it out for me.
Yeah, what's the deal with China?
Well,
do you suppose there's somebody that actually is into that? Like, sure. You can kind of tell it's porn, but not really.
I kind of imprinted on just because Channel 98 would come in barely.
I was just going to say that.
And so yeah. It's like, oh, the Spice Channel. I can kind
of
see.
Remember the days when they would have it kind of, they would have some kind of bizarre electronic thing that would turn it into.
It's called scrambling.
Yeah, they would sort of scramble it. And I wonder if there's someone who got imprinted with that. Well, I've got to have a scrambling TV so I can, but I can hear the moaning.
Isn't there something kind of sexy about not having it all right there in your face?
Absolutely. Oh, I think that's definitely.
You know, but there is something sexy about having it right there.
Yeah, exactly.
In your face.
Tell that to 16-year-old Josh. Oh, there's something sexy about the mystery. Shut up. I want to see it.
I want to go in. I want an optically correct helmet. I'm going all the way in. Sorry. Could we talk about something? Anything else on your mind, Christy?
My mind.
Yeah, what's
going on? Yeah, all you want to talk about is me.
I thought you had a sports story.
I do, but I think people want to, you know.
If you didn't hear late in the show yesterday, Ben Stiller has a new teenage punk band. Well, he's not a new one. He was in a teenage punk band. And
this
he's
is kind
releasing
of a funny
a
story.
Song.
He was in a punk band when he was in, what, junior high?
Yeah, and they re-released their first song 36 years later called Confusion.
They redid it, right?
The song, which originally appeared on the band's first album, Roadkill, back in 1982,
Roadkill,
will appear on their upcoming EP, This Is Capital Punishment, which will be released November 23rd.
All right, as I like to call it, this will stay in the stores or wherever, undownloaded.
People make fun of kids in rock and roll bands. Oh, you're not going to go anywhere with that. This band all went on to do some incredible things.
Not in the world of
Stiller
music.
Stiller on drums. But it doesn't matter. I'm just saying. Justice of the Supreme Court of Arizona, Peter Swan, Czech literature professor, Peter Zuzi, and documentarian Chris Roebling all make up the band.
Hey, did you hear Barney Kroger plays a mean guitar? What about the grocery stores? Never mind about that. He wants to play the guitar.
Oh, that's kind of cool. The guy's a Supreme Court Justice. Where was that in Arizona?
A state Supreme Court Justice.
Well, still.
No, no.
That's true.
Lesser.
Oh, my.
Much.
Oh
my God. Lesser.
Well, how do you get to be a big one if you don't start
practice,
at the state
practice,
level?
Practice, practice, practice.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie!
I'm like you, Josh. I can't even finish unless it's scrambled and I see the test pattern. Yeah, because we had a satellite dish for years.
Oh.
But during the fall, we'd rent it out as a deer stand, so you had to make do with what you had.
Sure.
Smart.
Everybody.
Hey, Christy, I heard that Ben Stiller's tape he was playing.
Yeah.
You want to hear some of it, Donnie? Here, I've got it. Hang on a second.
No, thanks.
I hear it. Hang on.
Yeah, it's not great.
This is it.
I call this headphones off. Since
I
sold
my soul. I swear, I kind of like it. It's got a back feel.
It
does have a back feel. I'll give you that.
Sounds like the Pet Shop Boys with about 80% of feedback.
That's exactly right.
When did Ben Stiller's come a punk rocker anyways?
Yeah, you don't really think of punk rock.
I'd rather listen to 100 lesbian cats scissor than another second of that damn thing.
What?
They're a lesbian cat.
I swear to God. I'd rather listen to 500 fat girls queefing on a harp, Christy, than one more god-awful note of that tape.
Good Lord.
I don't think any of us are the same after that, are we?
That's supposed to be punk rock.
Yeah.
Sounds like the sort of stuff your weird friend who wore a trench coat and went to art school sort of make up.
Well, you know.
It's like a cross between the Cars, the Talking Heads, and Toad the Wet Sprocket. Oh. I mean, I don't want to hear any of them individually, so I sure as hell don't want to hear them mashed up. I bet you Johnny Rotten's bloated old ass kick his whole band's ass by himself.
Well,
How many of the misfits you think went to get their law degree and are now trading stocks with Dow Jones? Even that fake punk rocker Billy Joel of Green Day is more punk rock than Ben Stiller.
You mean Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day?
The most punk rock thing about Ben Stiller is the fact nobody likes him.
I think he's great. Great actor.
Well, how did someone that ugly get so far in Hollywood?
He's not ugly.
He looks like the little boy from Mask all grown up.
No, he doesn't.
I'll say it right to his face. I've hated Ben Stiller's all the way back to his MTV days when he had his own show.
I like the show.
It's the same show that launched Andy Dick's career.
Uh-oh.
And Puck from Real World.
Mm. But,
so we can blame him for that as well. The only good movie he ever made was that Something About Mary's.
That's a good movie.
And even that took Cameron Diaz with a big glob of Nutter Butter hanging from his bangs to finally get a laugh in it.
It's a great scene.
So good luck with this punk rock band. I'll say it like this. Let me hang out with your cool-ass dad sometime, Stiller, so maybe I'll let you open for my band, the Pork Pistols.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Then my drummer, Dusty, can beat your ass, and maybe you'll be able to keep a beat between your ears. Swear to God. You know you suck when your stunt double is Jackie Earl Haley. I gotta go.
Okay, thank you.
Jackie Earl Haley.
From Breaking
Bad
Away.
News Bears.
And he's in Watchmen. And,
yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so Ben Stiller, the band is called...
Capital Punishment.
Yeah, this is Capital Punishment.
That's the name of their album. Their band is called Capital Punishment. Yes. Will you guys just listen to me?
Okay.
It's cruel and unusual punishment is what it is.
You want just a little bit more of it?
I think it's sounding like Beck.
It sounds very Beckish.
It sounds like the Cars meets Kraftwerk a little bit. Here it is.
Come on, darling, inside my brain.
That's a bit effective.
It sounds new wave, not punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not punkish.
I really don't dislike it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to rush out and go grab it. It's...
Well, I bought you a copy for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And tickets to their first show.
Okay.
That's right. They're coming in tomorrow to be the house band.
Oh, great.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if they were doing some live shows. Wonder if they will.
Why not?
Well, maybe that. Well, the Supreme Court justice guy probably has other things to do.
I doubt it. He's just a state Supreme Court justice. I think they convene like once every 3 months.
Yeah. He probably has to work every day. Never mind. Why am I talking to you? Could we get back to the important things in life? Like
check out a sports story.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is it?
Oh,
during Saturday's game between the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Penn State Nittany Lions, an errant football thrown. Nailed Iowa's Herbie Hawkeye.
Nailed him in the groin.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley threw the ball down the right sideline, and it skipped off the stadium's turf into Herky Hawkeye's crotch. It is Herky Hawkeye.
That's the second mascot problem in two weeks. Remember the one where the guy got the T-shirt cannon right in the groin?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Who was that? I forget. The mascot was knocked back by the hit before doubling over in pain because he was hitting the balls. Iowa, by the way, also lost the game 30-24.
Does that count as a sack?
I think it should.
Sorry.
Absolutely should.
But Josh used to be a mascot.
That was Foghorn Leghorn and Six Flags.
Doesn't that violate the mascot code of ethics?
What, doubling over and dying in pain?
Mascots don't have real balls, so you can't. Don't you think it's...
We were hanging out with a mascot last night, and you could have hit that person
in the
balls. It was right there.
You don't acknowledge that it's a person.
But then I said, as we were flirting, I go, what if there's a girl in there?
A lot of times they are.
I know.
Yeah.
So, and I got that look that a mascot will give you.
Oh, that dead-eyed, frozen stare. Like, yeah. Yeah,
I do.
I used to go mean. Yeah.
Really funny.
Don't you love it, though? Because you know as an adult you're talking to a person in there, but they won't. I love the fact.
Yeah.
I love that.
And me.
I always address them by their name.
That mascot and I have gone around and round about what that is for the last 15 years. I don't know if it's the same mascot, but every time I see that thing, I go, what are you?
Here we go. The Colorado Buffaloes. Suffered an injury where someone had to be carted off the field in their win over New Hampshire. This was a couple weeks ago. Chip, the Buffalo, Colorado's human mascot, shot himself in the groin with a T-shirt cannon.
That's right.
That was
the story. Had it aimed at himself as opposed to the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, backwards.
Oopsie.
Well, it'd be easier to do. You can't see real well, I bet.
He's called
Chip.
Chip, the Chip.
Buffalo Chip, yeah.
Buffalo Chip, why don't you come out tonight?
But have you seen that video?
Yeah.
He gets it right in the sack. And those T-shirt cannons, that's got some punch to it. Right in the old Rocky Mountain oysters, if you will. But again, humans have balls, mascots don't. So he broke the seminal rule.
Okay, let's put you in a mascot suit and shoot a cannon at your balls and see if you don't double over in pain.
Well, I'd have to have some training.
So you're saying any good mascot would have acted like nothing happened?
Mickey Mouse would have taken it like a champ.
Oh, hi. I'll be right back, Minnie. Oh.
We all know Mickey's balls are in Minnie's purse. We all know that.
It's very unreasonable to assume that a mascot is not going to feel something.
And they never take the head off in public.
Oh, that would be obscene.
An absolute violation, even if the guy, you know, suffered some horrifying injury.
Yeah, or vomited in the head. Yeah. You got to just walk back.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever vomit in the head?
No.
Did the guy before you
came close.
That used the suit ever do that?
Nope.
Didn't you say the suit was really B.O. laden?
Not really B.O. laden, but there were times where it was still wet from the day before.
Oh, God.
Did you get crotch rot or something from that? Did you wear underwear in that thing?
Yes. I wore gym shorts and a t-shirt.
Why would you be naked?
And then a bandana.
Wait a minute.
That's rule one of mascots.
Do you think people are naked in the mascot suits?
Rule one. Look it up.
No, that would be. I was hugging 7-year-olds at Six Flags. I couldn't be naked.
Tom, nobody's naked in a mascot suit.
Thought it was like their second skin.
And you have to wear a bandana, otherwise the sweat. Boy, I learned that quick. The sweat will run from your hair into your eyes, and you'll stumble around blind for a while.
I've got the
top 10 sports mascots.
Pro or college?
Pro. Number one.
Just before we start, wouldn't you say the best mascots are probably minor league baseball?
Yes.
I'm not aware of. I think there's a minor league team called the Biscuits, and it's a guy with eyes.
Yesterday, didn't we do the Trash Pandas?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we don't know if.
I think they try harder.
We don't know what.
Oh, give me your.
Are they
going to
have a trash pan? They have a guy in a trash panda suit.
He's going to be dressed like a.
We don't know.
I'm sure they will.
The Philly Fanatics, number one.
Okay,
that thing is silly.
It is with a whoop.
Yeah.
Out of its mouth. Number two is Jackson DeVille, the Jacksonville Jaguars mascot.
Never saw him. What does he look like?
Jaguar.
It looks like a jaguar.
Is this one of those lists where you're going to have to watch 4 ads before you get to the next one?
Number three, the Raptor.
No, he's just taking
the Toronto Raptors. Number four, Youppi, Youppi, the mascot of the Montreal Canadiens.
Okay.
The Habs.
The Habs and Habs. Number five is Mr. Met.
The Habs and Habs.
Have you seen Mr. Met flipping off? There's a meme out there where Mr. Met flips off some guy at a camera.
I think the better mascots are all actually for commercial properties.
What happened to the commercial properties? Chicken?
Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut's great.
The San Diego Chicken, isn't it now just the Famous Chicken or something?
I don't think it's Ted anymore. Yeah, he's
who the hell was the San Diego Chicken?
Oh, he's
what?
Famous.
KGB? Yeah. San Diego Chicken?
That was the
what?
First famous. That was. That's what started it all.
Yeah.
Really interactive with the
fans. What St. Louis mascot started it all for you?
I don't know. What mascot?
Fred Bird?
I liked that I Got a Hunger for a Hunk of Cheese guy on TV. Remember him? In the Saturday morning cartoons?
No.
So wait a second. I'm sorry. So your music, please. Your top three mascots are all food related?
Yeah. Number one, Twinkie the Kid.
Oh, I love Twinkie the Kid. I do love Twinkie the Kid.
Number two, Kool-Aid guy?
Oh, I like Mr. Kool-Aid.
You got to love Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed the Noid. Remember the Domino's?
Oh, yeah. Avoid the Noid.
Yeah. It'll ruin your pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
The dots with 7-Up, they were kind of funny for a while there. The dots on the 7-Up cans would come out. They would come off the can and run around. And they would wear sunglasses. That. They were cool.
Okay, ready?
What about the California Raisins?
I love them. Loved them.
Give it to me.
Here we go.
Number one.
What are we doing hierarchy on?
Doing hierarchy of commercial mascots.
Oh, okay.
Number one, Tony the Tiger.
All right.
Number two, Mr. Peanut. Number three, Charlie Tuna.
That's good. That's a good list.
I like the Vlasic Stork.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Start over.
That's the tastiest pickle I ever had.
Number one, Vlasic Stork.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.